And you're listening to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor. Hello to all our listeners here in the Port City and in various locations across the country, perhaps Cowichan Lake on Vancouver Island, in Bombay, on the Voice of Bombay. You might be listening wherever you're catching the show, Sydney, Lethbridge, Fredericton. Welcome, welcome. Got a great show lined up for you. And we're going to get started with some kind of our little rock set. I'll start with a pop rock song and a couple of classic rock influence tunes, all from Canadian artists. We'll start with Mind Over Matter. This is the new song from new Canadian supergroup Tons here on Ear Candy.
Thank you.
The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor, and what you heard in that first set started off with Mind Over Matter, a new group called Tons, made up of members of bands better known, for instance, Chris Murphy from Sloan, the bass player, sometimes drummer, vocalist, songwriter from Sloan is in the group, Mike O'Neill. I think Mike O'Neill was in a band called The Inbrids that had some success in the 90s. I'm not sure. I love that tune. I'm waiting for their record, because if the record is as good as that first lead single, it's going to be awesome. And then we heard back-to-back songs from No Sinner. That's the blues rock group out of Vancouver led by Colleen Renison. And we heard All Woman and When the Bell Rings. And that's off their latest CD. The record is called Old Habits Die Hard. Yeah, old habits die hard. That's true, right? That's a truism for sure. All right, I want to make a special shout out to the Kennebecasis Valley High School, because we broadcast here in St. John in the Port City, and the Kennebecasis Valley is the suburb of St. John, and that high school has a Reach for the Top team. Reach for the Top is a trivia game where Alex Trebek actually got his start before he moved on to Jeopardy, which is another trivia game. The difference being that Jeopardy is an individual game and Reach for the Top is a game for high schoolers, and it is a team game. And they succeeded in winning the national title 450 different high schools across the country participate in Reach for the Top. 16 teams from those schools, the best 16 teams in the country, convene in Toronto every year. This year was the 50th anniversary of Reach for the Top, and our high school, little old public high school here in New Brunswick, won it all. So congratulations. I'm going to say congratulations to the team. The team was captained by Sam Cookson. We have Ryan Queen, Andrew Hurdle, Andrew Thistle, my son Billy O'Connor, and Clint Ash. Congratulations to all of them. Well done. Well done, guys. So they had a little rally at the high school today for that. So I wanted to get that on the show. And actually, I should also say, for every person that participates in Reach for the Top, congratulations to you all, and especially all of the teams that made it to the Nationals. It was a very strong field, lots of competition, and they're very bright. And I offer my full-hearted congratulations to all of them on a game well played. I happened to be fortunate enough to go and see it and witness it. It was amazing seeing all those bright minds. They give you the count of three to answer a question max, and they never get the full question out before they buzz in. But when you buzz in, it's one, two, three, you don't know. That's it. That's all you get. It's a lot faster than Jeopardy, I think. Anyway, enough of that. We're going to play a few more poppy tunes. I'd say that first set was as rocky and heavy as we're going to get in this show. We're going to become a lot more tuneful and musical and mellow. And later in the show, for those who are tuning in waiting for it, and speaking of KVHS, there's a local band making a little bit of a buzz in that school. My daughter turned me on to them, and we'll play them toward the end of the program. So if you're looking to hear a song by the Surf Lads, and I've got the inside scoop on them, you just listen to the whole show. First, though, what we've got is a track from Blitz and Trapper off of their record called Seven. This one here is called Shine On, here on Ear Candy.
There ain't no love like a love that's blind. The love's in spite of the loveless kind. A light that binds with an endless shine. I send myself walking through the pines. There ain't no love like a love that's blind. Love's in spite of the loveless kind. A light that binds with an endless shine. I seen it myself walking through the pines, yeah, yeah. There ain't no love like a love that shines. There ain't no tie like the tie that binds. There ain't no way like the way divine. There ain't no love like a love that shines. Come on. Like a wounded soul, but there ain't no soul can't be made whole. A love feels good when it moves real slow. There ain't no pain like a wounded soul. There ain't no love like a love that shines. There ain't no tie like the tie that binds. There ain't no way like the way divine. There ain't no love like a love that shines. Come on. There ain't no tie like the tie that binds. There ain't no way like a way divine. There ain't no love like a love that shines. Shine on, baby, don't let your lamp run dry. Shine on, baby, don't let your lamp run dry. Shine on, baby, don't let your lamp run dry. Shine on, baby, don't let your lamp run dry. There ain't no love like a love that shines. There ain't no tie like the tie that binds. There ain't no way like the way divine. There ain't no love like a love that shines. Shine on, baby, don't let your lamp run dry. Shine on, baby, don't let your lamp run dry. Shine on, baby, don't let your lamp run dry. Shine on, baby, don't let your lamp run dry. We'll be right back.
that is the Pajama Club. Tell Me What You Want, off their one and only record, which was called Pajama Club. That's Neil Finn and his wife Sharon Finn basically doing some marital therapy by playing music in the evening and having some wine and turning out fine grooves, I must say, very fine grooves. Before that, we heard Hot Corner from the one and only B-52s, and that vocal style of Fred Schneider and Kate Pearson and Cindy Wilson. Wow, what a combo. No one like them before, no one like them since. And we started the set off with Blitzen Trapper, Eric Early and his devout crew of musicians with Shine On. That was off of their record called 7 Latin numeral VII. I guess they couldn't come up with a better title, but that's an excellent record. You should check that one out. If you like Shine On, there's lots to like on it. Call it, Appalachian Hip Hop. There's a term for you, Appalachian Hip Hop. That's the kind of turn they took on that record, but a lot of catchy stuff and very inventive. You know, that's what it, you gotta like that. You don't want people doing it by a template or a formula or making a song that's vaguely like something you've heard before. You want to be original, forge your own path. That's what I say. All right. So the show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. And if I stumble or mumble, you can always check the Ear Candy Facebook page. If you Google Facebook CFMH, that's local FM, you'll find me easy enough, and I always post the playlist. So you will be able to say, oh yeah, that song I liked. What was it? You can find it there. So do check it. Do check the Facebook page out if you like the show and you're wondering about something that you might have heard that you'd like to hear more, but you need to have access to it. That's how you find out. All right, we're going to keep on keeping on here. We're going to go and play a couple of new songs with one that's a little bit older, just mellow stuff all in all. I won't give it all away. I'll just let you listen to the tunes and decide for yourself what you think about them. And this one here is, this one here is called Yellow Sun. It's by the Raconteurs, the Jack White Outfit, off of their debut record called Broken Boy Soldiers, here on Ear Candy. Thank you.
take my horse down to the water, let him graze a while. Take my horse down to the water, let him graze a while. I have not been down these roads since I was a child. I ain't broke and I ain't hungry, but I'm close enough to care. I ain't broke and I ain't hungry, but I'm close enough to care. Send my things to my niece Laura, she'll keep them for me there. I forgive it all, I forgive it all. With her I forgive it all. No money in this deal, I just tag along. There ain't no money in this deal, I just tag along. Some things I feel right, somebody else thinks wrong. I forgive it all, I forgive it all. With her I forgive it all.
See you.
That's Lovers of the Sun from the Jayhawks, straight out of Minneapolis. And that's off of their record called Paging Mr. Proust. Somebody in an airport thought they heard the airlines paging a passenger, and they thought it was Marcel Proust. And when head Jayhawk Gary Lewis heard that story from a friend of his, he just thought it would make a great album title. Yeah, you wonder where those album titles come from. That's that one. More prosaic than you might think. Love that record, though. And if you like that song, the whole record, beautiful record. One of, I think probably the Jayhawks' best. It might vie with Rainy Day Music as the best Jayhawks record. I'm glad they're still making music. And I'm glad Gary Lewis got himself out of his opioid addiction and got himself sober and straight. And I think he's 61 now. Doing much better, and the band's doing great, and yeah, they're finding a way. It's good. It's a good story. I love it. Before that, we heard, and this is a good story, I Forgive It All by a band named Mudcrutch. And of course, you're thinking, that's not Mudcrutch, that's Tom Petty. Well, if you went to Netflix and watched the Tom Petty documentary they have on Netflix, and hopefully it's still there whenever you happen to hear the show, you will get the whole story of Mudcrutch. That was the band that was put together. I think they hailed from Gainesville, Florida. And it's Ben Montench, who ended up being in the Heartbreakers. It's Mike Campbell, who is Tom Petty's right-hand man, and two other fellows. And they actually cut, Mudcrutch actually cut a version of a Refugee. I believe it's Refugee. From Damn the Torpedoes, a big hit. But the band never quite had the confidence or clicked exactly when they went to L.A. But they were all friends, and the Heartbreakers ended up happening, and the documentary goes through that story. But Mike Campbell, who was a member of Mudcrutch, and Tom Petty, who was a member of Mudcrutch, Mike kept talking to Tom, we should get that the original band back together. And so they did about 10 years ago, and they made a record, a very short tour. And now they made a second record, which they've called, wait for it, Mudcrutch 2. And that song, I Forgive It All, which is my favorite song off the record. I don't know that it's really my kind of record per se, but I like the story of it, and I like that particular song. And we started things off with Yellow Sun off of Broken Boy Soldiers. That's the Raconteurs, the pop rock group formed by Jack White of the White Stripes and Brendan Benson of Brendan Benson, and some associated musical friends from the Greenhorns. And voila, they made a masterpiece. You really need to listen to that record. Apparently, a biography of Jack White's about to be released, and his music empire, Third Man Records, he calls it, and disavowed that there were any cooperation or any kind of approval or authorization to this book. So who knows if it's going to be any good or not, and perhaps he's worried that some bad things will be said or some secrets will be spilled. And of course, that's exactly what sells books, I suppose, or at least biographies. All right, we're getting down to the last quarter of the show, and I got some special treats. I'm going to end up playing something from Surf Lads. That's the young high school band from Kennebecasis Valley High, making a big splash out in the River Valley. But before that, we're going to play a couple of short tracks, at least two short tracks. I might even throw a third one on just to make sure that all the Surf Lad fans have a chance to hear their song. So we're going to play Toosies, Motherhood. That's a band from Fredericton, a band I really like. They've got a new record out called Baby Teeth. Actually, I'm not sure if it's officially out. Of course, radio stations often get records in advance, and that's what's happened here. But I think next week it will actually be officially out, and you can get your hand on a physical copy, or you can just put it on your iPod or whatever listening device you want, stream it. But Baby Teeth, it's the second Motherhood record. We're going to hear a track called Toosies, a very short track. I haven't had a great deal of chance to listen to it, so I was just scanning through it and went, oh yeah, that's the first thing I like, but very short. Something from the Beatles, and then we'll see, maybe the Surf Lads. Building up the anticipation, and I'll tell you a little bit about that band. So let's go. This is Toosies from Motherhood. Whoops, from Motherhood out of... Well, something seems to have happened here. One sec. Motherhood out of Fredericton. There, got it queued up properly. Here we go. Toosies. Here on Ear Candy.
Why don't we do it?
Hire a maid and bring your dad. That's the Surf Lads, straight out of KVHS. Zach Pelche produced it, I believe. That is, he pressed record and probably added the surf sounds at the beginning. And what else? Oh, yes. Ben Cookson on keys. Eric, the whole group shared vocals. We had Johnny Marino on drums, and I think he did that wild guitar solo that I like so much. I just want to make sure that I've got all of the names of the guys here. We had Gregor playing bass, also singing, and Paul on guitar and vocals. So I hope I got you all down there, guys. I know that my daughter likes your song, loves your song, and really said, Dad, you gotta play this one. And I do play catchy songs, and it's kind of surf. Now, I said I had a little story. I'm looking at your... So far, they've only made the one song. And I'm looking at their cover. I was going to say album cover, but one song, single cover, I guess. For Hire, Maid, and Bring Your Dad. And you got the four guys in swimwear on the beach in a single file doing an Abbey Road thing. See, Surf Lads, right? What other band has the word lads attached? That would be the Beatles. A reason why I played Why Don't We Do It in the Road from the White Album off from the Liverpool Lads. And, you know, they called the Beatles the Fab Four, and it was a DJ, I believe, that came up with that name. A DJ, or actually maybe the Beatles publicist. But either way, I'm going to dub you the Rad Four, because rad seems to be a favorite word in your song. And, yes, I love the Abbey Road pastiche. You guys in your beachwear on a beach, and one of the members wearing shoes, so mimicking the famous Abbey Road album cover. Cool, guys. Very cool. And also, I should say... And this hasn't escaped my attention either. Hire a Maid and Bring Your Dad. I think the only other pop rock song I know that features the word maid is Neil Young's seminal record, Harvest, that had a song called A Man Needs a Maid. You've one-upped Neil Young. You got Hire a Maid and Bring Your Dad, which means you're close to your dads. I'm sure they're happy about that, too. And Hire a Maid, just sound advice. And I think, just hang on one sec. I think they leave us with words of advice here on their website, their Facebook website, which you can find easy enough, when they say, never stop surfing. That's the key to life. So the Surf Lads. All right. And before that, we started the set off with Toosies from Motherhood off of their new record, Baby Teeth. And now I'm going to switch to another thing altogether and see if I can't find you something to sort of mark the passing of one Muhammad Ali, born Cassius Clay. He was a major heavyweight fighter, a political figure, sports figure, celebrity. Spent the last half of his life trapped in his body in a way, suffering badly from Parkinson's, probably brought on by all of the headshots that he absorbed. Because one of the key characteristics of Muhammad Ali was he was willing to absorb punishment in order to win a fight. And unfortunately, that's one of the downsides of such a brutal sport as boxing. So there's been a lot of tributes coming out from Muhammad Ali since he's passed. And the Beatles, of all people, have Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr being the only two still alive, were expressing their regrets and sharing some stories about their time with Muhammad Ali. And it turns out that they were in Florida in '64, just before Ali won the heavyweight championship for the first time. He was fighting Sonny Liston. They wanted to have a meet and greet with Sonny Liston, who didn't want anything to do with him. He didn't know who the Beatles were and didn't care. And neither did Muhammad Ali, who at the time was going by his birth name of Cassius Clay. But that they threw him in a room together, and they're both the group and Muhammad Ali were natural comedic talents, and so they mugged for the camera, and you know, a picture of him punching one Beatle, and they're all in a row, and they're all being knocked down like bowling pins, and so forth, and I scooped Ringo Starr right up. There was no rehearsing this. This was all off-the-cuff stuff. And the band beforehand was like, you know, who's this guy? We don't want the big mouth that's going to get beat. Well, as soon as they met him and were exposed to his charisma and natural charm, they put their money on Muhammad Ali winning the fight. And when the Beatles left and were out of earshot, apparently he said, who were those sissies? So it kind of got some funny stories about the time that they first met, but they crossed paths many times over the years and had warm words for each other. So now I want to say that Muhammad Ali's catchphrase, one of the things he was known for saying was, I'm the greatest. And later on, John Lennon wrote a song taking Muhammad Ali's words, I'm the greatest. And then he thought, oh man, if I record this song myself, people are going to take it wrong. It's not going to work. So he offered it to Ringo and helped him record it, sang on it, played guitar on it, and so forth. So in honor of Muhammad Ali, that's the last song for the show today. We probably won't get it all on at that because I've talked too long. Here is Ringo doing I'm the Greatest.
When I was a little boy, way back home in Liverpool, my mama told me I was great. I was a teenager, I knew that I had got something going. All my friends told me I was great. And now I'm a man, a woman took me by. Told me I was great. I was in the greatest show on earth for what it was worth. I'm only 32, and all I wanna do is boogaloo. Great.